Our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play with Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks. That means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 505. We're at 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. We have a temperature reading of 53 degrees and sunshine as you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We have our guest on the line. We're going to go to the phone line and bring him in. Say good morning to Mr. Rick Keene. Rick, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Si. Fine, thank you. A beautiful top 10 weather day today.
You bet. Are you at home today in Pine Island or Bird Island?
I'm home for now until we're done with the our program here, and then I've got a run after that.
So. Okay. And I always get confused. Is it Pine Island or Bird Island?
Pine Island.
Pine Island.
Bird Island is over there south of Wilmer. We're just north of Rochester.
Okay, very good. Born and raised there, Rick. A little history for the listeners that don't know you.
Born and raised in Pine Island. Started playing in high school bands and started playing with the Polka Dots when I was 14 years old. And been playing with the bands ever since. I play with, I think I listed 50 bands one time that I'd played with over the years. Jerry Cale encouraged me to write them all down. I did one day. Kind of surprised myself.
Yeah. And you're not that old yet. I mean, what are you, what, 25, 30?
It's called Plenty Nine, I think.
Plenty Nine, okay.
Yeah, Plenty Nine.
Oh, very good. Well, Rick, I've had the honor of recording with you. We recorded with Lester Schuft back in 2021. The CD came out in 2022, and I am proud to call you a friend. I mean, we really connected, and it's been a fun ride, huh?
Yes, it has. It's been a lot of fun. It's I'm sorry that we had to bury Lester here this just a few months ago, but we had a wonderful time making that recording.
Yes, we did. You bet. And you mentioned Ray Sands. Ray is still with us. He's up in his 90s now, but and gave up the band, I heard, but he's still active, still going, huh?
Yeah, Ray will be, he just turned 93 in January, and I'll be seeing him tomorrow.
Well, very, very good. Very good. Now, Rick, you're married and family and kids, and tell us a little.
I'm so fortunate. We have two children. My wife and I have been married for 40-some years, and we have two children, and they all live right here in town. And we've got three little grandchildren. And the oldest one of my grandsons is learning to play trumpet.
Oh, wow. It's going to make Grandpa proud.
Oh, yes, it is. I actually bought him two horns, one that he can leave at school, one that he leaves here at our house, so that way he has no excuse for not practicing when he's supposed to.
Oh, there you go. Oh, boy. The drill sergeant going to keep him going there. And you know what? That's what it takes. If you get them when they're young. I mean, in my case, it was true. My dad had me take concertina lessons at the age of second grade, and for 5 years continuously, a lesson every week. You get pretty good if you stick at it. And there was nine of us kids, and mom to get us. You know, they're really psychologically smart. I mean, parents are really, and so she would give all of us kids jobs, but. Different times when I would be a little bit slow at getting to practicing, she'd always arbitrate. I'll let you off of your chore. You won't have to dry dishes if you go practice. And it always worked.
Yeah. Or you can either practice or clean the barn.
Yeah, right. So you just have to be one step ahead of them. And you know what? After you kind of get going, after the student gets going, all of a sudden they catch on and, hey, this is kind of fun. This is pretty good. And then they do it on their own. And I think we were all there at one time. And
right.
Did you do some time in the service or college or where did life take you?
I went to the University of Minnesota. I was not in the, I never was in the armed forces. I graduated from the University of Minnesota in the 1970s, and I played in the band system all the way through the U.
Okay.
And I earned my way through college. That's how I paid for my tuition, board, and room, and was playing in dance bands. And in those days, all the ballrooms were, you know, going full strength. So we played at all the ballrooms in the countryside. So.
You bet. Well, I think we've pretty much caught up to the history. Mention your wife's name and your two kids.
My wife's name is Jean. She's a pianist and an organist, and my two children are Jillian and Riley.
Very good. Very good. All right. And maybe the grandchildren. They'd probably like to hear their name, too.
I've got three grandsons, Liam, Quinn, and Kellen. In case you couldn't tell, we're Irish.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. Well, Rick, you contacted me and said we got a big event coming up, and let's talk a little bit about that. So you're going to be doing some taping, and that's for the Bandwagon Show, I believe?
That's right, it is. And before we start on that, I just want to say my congratulations to you for having, what is this, the 504th, 5th, 6th show? You've got more. Just recently went over 500 shows on the air for this wonderful program, and I just want to say thank you and congratulations to you.
Well, I appreciate that, Rick. Yes, it's been a fun ride. Did you know Wally Pickle? Wally was my very first guest.
Oh, sure I did. I played in his band. I played with Wally, went to Hawaii on a trip with him and played with his band.
Oh, you did? So, okay.
And all the guys. Oh, sure, yeah.
So did you see him jump on the pogo stick at all when you were playing with him?
Oh, yes, many times.
Many times. Did you ever try that yourself?
No, I did not.
I played trumpet in high school band, too. So I had enough trouble holding the horn and playing it, let alone jumping on a pogo stick.
I did see the pogo stick break and him and he fell. That was in Germany.
Oh, really?
We were playing over there. I was playing over there with the Polka Dots, and Wally and Alice and some of his fans came along, and he had a little trouble that night.
Yes.
He didn't get hurt at all, but kind of an unfortunate deal.
Yeah, and that's another show to talk about Wally, because he was just a class act. I mean, he was so good. So, quite an honor to think that you got to play with him or have anything to do with him. But he was my very first guest, starting out way back in 2013. And, boy, we didn't see this day coming where 500 shows later we're talking to Rick here on the Chasm 505 now. So, talking about that taping, bring us up to speed. Now, first of all, we're kind of promoting this because people can come and attend it, right?
Right. Well, I'm on the board of directors of the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame,
mm-hmm.
and we just had our big induction ceremony two nights ago on Friday evening, and one of the other things that we're going to be doing is we're going to be sponsoring the old Elmerscheid band on Bandwagon coming up on the 6th of May. It's a Monday night. It's going to be a TV taping, and then it'll be broadcast on KEYC-TV around the south, wherever KEYC is available.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we start at 6 or 6:30, I think 6 o'clock. The doors open at 5:30. And we've got the original Elmerscheid library. There's a couple of the guys on the band that did actually play with Elmerscheid.
Oh, wow.
And it's going to be a fun night. We dug the library out, the basement of the Minnesota Music Hall of Fame. We're going to have a rehearsal on this coming Saturday, this week, and the musicians are all looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I'd like to encourage everybody to come out to the Cato Ballroom on the 6th of May and have a fun evening.
Okay, so it's going to be taped right in the ballroom there, right in Mankato.
That's correct.
Okay, and is that they usually have the Bandwagon show?
It has been for, I'll say, I'm not good at this, but the last 10 years, it used to be at their studios up on the top of the hill on the west side of Mankato.
Okay.
But I would guess the last 10 years has been at the Cato Ballroom itself.
Okay.
Maybe the last 8 years.
And usually when they tape, they do have a live audience then?
Oh, yes, they have a live audience. It's a beautiful, beautiful Art Deco style ballroom. Tanya Cordes is the owner of the ballroom. She's a wonderful hostess, and it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, that's awesome. You bet. Care to mention the guys that are going to be in the band and the tribute band there?
Oh, sure. Well, we've got Frank Gillespie. He's going to play tuba.
Uh-huh.
And Frank is a tuba aficionado of Elmer Scheidt's and Dirk Hammack, who played with Elmer, and he sounds just exactly like Dirk Hammack did. He'll be playing tuba. Mike Wendelick will be playing drums. We've got Gary Schrader and Chris Langan are going to double up and take turns playing banjo. We've got Lowell Schubert and Jerry Minar are going to double up and take turns playing concertina. On saxophone and clarinet, we've got Myron Muehlbauer and Jerry Kale.
Mm-hmm.
And trumpet is Jens Jensen and myself. And Sean Cable is the new announcer and host of the Bandwagon program. He's with KEYC-TV.
And do you have a keyboard player at all?
No, we just banjo player.
Just banjo. This is the original sound, the original Elmer Scheidt look, huh?
That's right, it is. And those old dance bands rarely used pianos or went, I should say, to banjos, because before portable pianos came out, the condition of the piano at the ballroom, you could never count on it being any good. It might be, it might not be. So they went to using a banjo as a way to make sure that they could always be in tune.
Well, very good, very good. So, well, Rick, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you if that's all right.
Great.
All righty. So, the St. Joe Meat Market, the home of fresh meats and award-winning sausages. This week, the Lady Lions will be hosting the brat sale out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market. The ladies do just a wonderful job of cooking and serving. The Brat of the Week series continues, and this week it is our regular smoked brats. For the regular smoked brats, we start with a nice blend of lean pork and beef, add our country-style seasoning, smoke them in our state-of-the-art smokehouses, and you have a delicious, fully cooked brat that can be warmed up in the microwave, in the oven, or on the grill. It is the same great brat that all of the charitable organizations use for the brat sales out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market all year long. Come in this week. You can take 30 cents off each package at the checkout counter all week long, unlimited quantities. And as always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. You can also call 320-363-4913. A big thank you from the whole gang at the St. Joe Meat Market. And Rick, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here a few times, so you know how it works. We've got that meat package put up at the St. Joe Meat Market, and we'll get that to you. Hope that you and your wife and Jean, that is, and the family around you, they all enjoy it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
Looking forward to it, believe me.
All right. Yeah, we try to find any excuse we can to get on the show and get a meat package, right? That is the I've heard a lot of musicians say that is the thing they want to do.
It's wonderful.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, we sure enjoy hearing from you and appreciate your time. So a little bit about you again. You kind of take the lead on the trumpet there, and boy, you've got a strong lip. Just all through the years, how do you do it? How do you keep it up? I mean, I'm a trumpet player too, and boy, if I put the trumpet up to my lips not right now, it's mush because I haven't played it for a little while. So do you play daily, or what do you do? What's your routine?
Well, it's a terrible thing to say, but I am not a daily practicer.
Mm-hmm.
However, I play so much that that helps keep my embouchure in shape.
Okay.
And during the week, I play with two 17-piece jazz bands.
Oh, you do?
We rehearse Tuesdays nights and Wednesday nights.
Okay.
And then I play euphonium with a 75-piece concert band out of Rochester, the Rochester Community Band, on Thursday nights. So Just from sitting behind my horn a lot, I guess it keeps my lip in shape.
Oh, there you go. And I've never really heard. What is a euphonium?
Another name for a baritone.
Oh, baritone. Okay. Very good. Well, we recently seen Matt Hodick and the Dakota Dutchman, and they had all kinds of horns on their set. That was a week ago, Saturday night, over here in Albany. They were at the Beat, put on a nice performance, and they must have had two of those. They looked like baritones, and they never said what they were. I assumed they were baritones, but maybe they were euphoniums then.
It's really difficult to tell by looking at them. One has got a straight bore, and the other one's got a conical bore.
Okay.
I mean, most people wouldn't know the difference. They're in the same tenor range as a trombone, but they would have a more mellow tone than a trombone would.
Okay. So now do you also play trombone?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You do. So pretty much all the brass instruments, flugelhorn, cornet, trumpet, euphonium, baritone.
Yes, and tuba as well. Last year we had Tuba Christmas in Rochester, and I think we played Christmas carols for an hour to a standing room only crowd of between 250 and 300 people, and we had 76 tuba players.
Wow. Oh, man. Reminisce a little bit about your days with the Polka Dots with Ray Sands. I mean, you guys played a lot back in those years, huh?
Yes, we did. I was 14 years old when they asked me to come and play. I couldn't drive, obviously, and so they would come and pick me up and take me to gigs, and I played as a fill-in.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I graduated from high school, I was 17, I started playing full-time. And the band in those days played a pretty constant 3 days a week.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening. And I played that way for years. Ray also had a four-piece combo that went out and played with that combo a great deal. And we played like that for several decades. I was always the guy that stayed up at night and drove home.
Okay.
Till 4 in the morning, and then Ray'd get out of the car and go in and start to milk, and I'd go home and sleep for a couple hours and go to work or go to school or whatever.
Sure.
And we had a lot of fun, played all over the southeastern Minnesota and southern Minnesota, I should say, western Wisconsin, northern Iowa.
Sure.
We were lucky enough to go on some nice trips as well. And yeah, we were asked to represent Minnesota in a series of concerts at the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in D.C. We've been to Europe a couple times, went to Norway, Denmark, and Sweden.
Wow.
So we were, and like I said, we played every one of those ballrooms that you can think of in Minnesota.
Oh, that's awesome. That is very, very good. Getting back to the Elmer Scheid tribute thing here that you're going to be part of. So you've had a chance to play that Elmer Scheid library a little bit. Your thoughts on Elmer's library?
Well, it's a wonderful library. One of the nicest parts about the library is, for as much as that band played and the age of the library, it's still readable.
Uh-huh.
And so many of these old libraries, when you dig them out and play them, and I've got several old band libraries myself that they've been played so much that they're in poor condition and they're difficult to read. This one is in very nice condition, and it's very easy to read. I know that Slivers DeWans from New Ulm wrote a great number of the tunes in there and arranged a great number of them. I think that Romy Cayley, the lead trumpet player in the band, wrote a bunch of them. So the arrangements are good. They sound good. They're voiced well. Full horn sections. Lots of Ulurai. Everybody loves Ulurai.
Yeah.
And so it's a wonderful library to play. Just a lot of fun to play.
Well, we had the opportunity to use it for some of the recording with Lester Schuff there. And I know myself sitting back there in drums, I think I mentioned it to you before, I just felt like I was it was like being in air. I mean, if you close your eyes, you just thought that you were actually sitting in and playing with the Elmerside Library, because the tunes, they just have something about them that when we played them, it sounded like the Elmerside sound, and I was just so thrilled to be part of that.
Yeah, if those tunes are properly arranged and the instruments are in the right key and they're voiced correctly, it's just great.
Yeah,
can't be beat.
Well, I'm thinking of we recorded the Nebraska Polka, was a very, very good one. We did the Divorced Polka. We did the waltz tune. I'm trying to think of the, it's a Dorschner number, Dutch Maid, I think it was.
Right.
Good that, waltz.
I think that Dutch Maid was a, I think that was a Ray Dorschner arrangement.
Yeah, originally, yeah, yeah. And really, you could just hear the style of Elmerside come out in those numbers. Other ones that you might be playing, folks might look forward to?
Oh, boy. Well, I know we're going to be playing The Pretty Girl, Polka. We're going to be playing tons of Hooler Eyes, I'm sure. When You Return, Landler, The Warren Waltz, Redhead is a good... that's a good Hooler Eye tune. Musicians Play All Night, The 17 Waltz, Auntie's Waltz, Farmer's Wedding. I'm sure that we're going to put Frankie to work and play the Elephant's Waltz, the Helinka.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I know that Jerry and Lowell are planning a couple concertina solos. I'm sure we'll play At the Mill. That was a real popular tune for Elmer.
Yes.
Tempo Polka, that was another one that was a real favorite of his. Orphan Waltz was another one. Little Boy Waltz was another. Farmer's Wedding, those were all Elmer Scheid popular tunes.
You bet. That's great. You bet. Well, with that, our time is kind of running short. I want to save a little time to play some Elmerside music here to give the folks a little sample of what they are going to be hearing. But always ask everybody for a memory. So I can't remember what you've told us in the past, Rick, but you have a special one. You shared a lot about Ray Sands and just prior with the Polka Dots. But what do you got for us today?
Well, I kind of anticipated that you would be asking me that question. You've asked him before, and I'm going to tell you the same story, and that's when the Polka Dots went over to Austria and Germany and went to the Oktoberfest in Munich, Germany, that I met this real pretty red-haired girl, and we've been married for 42 years.
Okay, very good. That's awesome. That's a great story. I like it.
That's how I met my wife.
Uh-huh. Very good. Well, with that, there, we're going to let you run, Rick. I do appreciate you taking time out to join us. And like I've told you before, the good Lord willing, and he certainly has been, we'll do this thing again down the road sometime.
I sure hope we do.
You bet.
And congratulations again to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Rick. You have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. And I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment.
Thank you.
All righty, and there he goes, Mr. Rick Keene, our 550th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We do have music coming up by the Elmerside Band in just moments, so stay tuned. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Wraps up our 505th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Rick Keene from Pine Island, Minnesota, a trumpet player, great trumpet player, our guest here on Musicians Come and Play program, and talking about the taping that's going to go on at the Cato Ballroom in Mankato on Monday night. And that's coming up in May 6th, Monday night. And yeah, you can be part of it. You can be recorded, see yourself on TV. Yes, great opportunity there. 15 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 54, our current temperature here in Albany. Music beginning right now with the Elmer Scheid Band, one of his big all-time hits, The Pretty Girl Polka. Elmer Scheid and his Hooleroy Orchestra, the classic number there, one called The Pretty Girl Polka. We're at 18 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, temperature reading of 54 degrees. When people talk about Elmer Scheid, probably one of the first numbers that they think of is the Elephant's Waltz. Derek Comock recorded that Elephant's Waltz, and probably Frank Gillespie, the only guy that comes close to playing it like Derek did. Thank you. That just gives me goosebumps when I listen to that recording. The Elephant's Waltz, the Elmer Side Band. Right now it's old time polka time, the Grain Belt Polka, Elmer Side's Hulurai Band. Great polka tune there by Elmer Scheid and his Hulurai Band, the Grain Belt Polka. In the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that's always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And what a great tour season Jeannie B's Tours has planned for you. There is an adventure on the schedule for all different interests, including daycations, minications, and extended tours. Jeannie B wants me to remind all of the listeners today that reservation for your seats on the coaches needs to be done much earlier than in the past. People are all on the go these days and are deciding it is time to venture out, see the sights, and enjoy life while we can. The old saying, you snooze, you lose, rings true these days. Call Jeannie B's when you get the chance, soon, 320-345-1581, and the staff at Jeannie B's Tours will have tour details available and will send you a current schedule. At this time, there are seats available for the 27th of May, the Deadwood Days Tours. We, my wife and I, will be joining Jeannie B's for this fun-filled 5 days of Black Hills and Badlands sightseeing and Deadwood excitement. There is so much to see when you join the Northern Roadside Attractions, June 25th, 6th, and 7th in northern Minnesota. This tour includes lodging, 6 meals, the Gull Lake North Star Yacht Cruise, luncheon, Jasper's Theater, show Happy Together, optional Northern Minnesota casino stops, Itasca State Park, Park Rapids, Free Time, and so much more. May through December, minications are filling now. You might think that holiday tours are months away, but once again, now is the time to reserve for Autumn in the Ozarks and the Eureka Springs, Arkansas Passion Play. This tour departs September 15th. Jeannie B's November, A Jingle Jangle Nashville Christmas, and Music Mountains and Mistletoe in Branson are waiting for your names to be added to the list of wonderful tourists. For more info, call about all tours Plan to attend one of Jeannie B's meet and greets at various locations. Again, call 320-345-1581 for dates and times. And like Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. Again, that's Jeannie B's Tours. And yeah, we'd love to. Well, I can't wait to see who's all on the bus when we travel to Deadwood, South Dakota, leaving on Memorial Day, May, and coming back that Friday. So, yeah, looking very much forward to it. We hope that you can join us. Jeannie B's Tours, bringing us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Takes us 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 54 degrees here in central Minnesota. Back to the music of Elmer Scheid. Here he is with the Swiss Boy Waltz.
Ich bin ein Schweizer Bub, hab immer freuen Mut. Ich bin ein Schweizer Bub, hab freuen Mut. Ich komm ein schönes Land, das Land. Mein Heimatland, die heißt Tirol. Tirol, Tirolland, du bist mein Heimatland. Wo neben Bär und Tor das Echo schallt.
Side with the Swiss Boy Waltz. 28 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading at 55 degrees here in central Minnesota. Another number that Rick mentioned in the interview, one called At the Mill Polka. Thank you. The Homerscheid Orchestra at the Mill Polka. Boy, some good stuff for you there. 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock in the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of those Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler, the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. And very excited to have Kevin back on sponsoring our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Kevin, of course, does such a great job out there at Kevin's Countryside. And you will really enjoy doing business with Kevin. You just have to make that call and take a look at what he's got to offer. You bet. So first of all, his phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. And good to give Kevin a call ahead of time. He's a one-man band, you know, you might say. He's all by himself out there on the farm. And so this time of the year, he puts in the family farm, and the crops get put in. And so you'll catch him out there if you drive out there without calling. He might be in the tractor putting in crops. But if you give him a call ahead of time, he'll make sure he's there when you're coming. Now, Kevin does repair work on all makes and models, and it's a good idea this time of the year to have your machine serviced, have the belts and hoses and lubricants all checked, and Kevin can do that all for you. And sharpen your blades. Make sure that that machine is ready to cut your lawn nice. And you drive by and you see so many people with nice yards, probably because they have a good lawnmower. It's well-maintained, and yeah. And you know what? You once in a while when you talk to people, oh, I got to go cut the lawn again. If you look at what they're using, probably that's the reason why they've got a negative attitude. Boy, I'll tell you, we've got two hustlers, and we look forward to cutting the lawn. It's starting to grow, and we'll be out there thatching it shortly, and we'll be happy to use that brand-new hustler. So, once again, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. And also remember that Kevin took on the Eagle battery-powered line of equipment a few years back, and very proud of that line of equipment, too. Kevin doesn't believe in handling junk. He wants good stuff, and he researched this line of equipment very well, both the Hustler and the Eagle battery-powered line of equipment, and he's found that they're both very good. And I bought a package of battery-powered equipment from him, that 56-volt lithium battery. Boy, that's got power, long-lasting. I've got a pole saw. I've got an edger. I've got a weed trimmer. All that go with that, and I use them every time we mow, and you'll do the same, you bet. So check that out at Kevin's as well. Kevin Mauger, Kevin's Countryside, he proudly brings us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, actually the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 26 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time for just a few more selections. When you think of Homerscheid, you think of Hooleray. You can't help but think of the Redhead Polka. Elmer Seid and his Hulurai Band with the Redhead Polka. Time for just a couple more selections. Here's another great polka tune by Elmer Seid, the Three Yanks Polka. Elmer Seid and his Hulurai Orchestra, the Three Yanks Polka. Coming up on 20 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, 55, our current temperature here in Albany. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice waltz tune. I believe this might have been Elmer's theme song for some time, and it's one of my favorite waltz tunes by Elmer Seid, one called Bohemian Memories. Thank you. Bohemian Memories with Elmer Syed and his Hoolery Orchestra. Coming up on 17 minutes now before the hour 1 o'clock, 55 degrees here in central Minnesota.